Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is your good friend, the very esteemed and well-travelled Clarence Copernicus Cloverleaf, welcoming you to another exciting edition of Cloverleaf Radio, hosted by the host with the most, Jimmy Falcon. You can always feel free to call in at 602-753-1883 to ask a question to the host or any of his well-established guests. Just please remember when calling in to be on your best behavior. This is a G-rated show, you know. Hey, that was a wicked rhyme. Anywho, just be sure to be kind and courteous. Now, on to the main event!
I got a picture of your house, and you're standing by the door. It's black and white and faded, it's looking pretty worn. See the factory that it works, silhouetted in the back. Memories are gray, the man, they're really coming back. I don't need to be the king of the world, as long as I'm the hero of this little girl.
Alrighty, we are back for another exciting edition of Cloverleaf Radio. I'm the host of the most, Jimmy Falcon, and it is an absolute honor to welcome Dewey Murray to the show. How's it going, Dewey?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, man. A little warm today, but, I mean, it's the summer, and I guess that's all you can ask for.
Yeah.
What made you want to be a wrestler? You've been working, 15 years now? Holy cow.
Yeah, I'm getting old. I started when I was 15. I got trained in the upstate New York area by Sick Rick Matrix and a guy by the name of Chip Stetson.
Very cool. And how was the training? I know that sometimes it differs, but mostly it's people will find out if they want, but it's not easy.
All the guys that I got trained by in the area were trained the old school way. Chip was one of the USWF guys. Rick Matrix was one of the first graduates out of the L. Snow School when he first opened it in the 90s. So that goes to date Rick Matrix. And I was also trained by a gentleman named Hellcat who graduated from Dory Funk's school down in Florida.
Oh,
so I
nice.
Had the old school training. I had the, you know, do calisthenics, you know, learn how to run the ropes before you bump, learn how to, you know, chain wrestle before you learn moves. I basically learned it the right way.
That is great. Yeah, it's always good to be able to find the right training because you don't want to think you're getting some useful knowledge and then you get out there for your first match and you, like, break your neck or you break somebody else's neck. It's something you really need to look into.
Yeah, the wrestling school I came from produced Luke Harper, Colin Delaney, me, Dick Justice, or Richard Justice, as has seen on TNA, and stuff like that. So they've actually produced quite a slew of good guys.
That's awesome. And, of course, you have done got a handle of stuff with WWE, a handful. How did you first become involved with them, and what have been some of your finest memories?
The first time with them, I thought it was a rip. I was on my way to a show on a Saturday, and I legitimately got a phone call at 10:30 in the morning and goes, "Hi, my name is Amanda. With WWE is this blah, 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 and I'm interested in booking him." And I'm like, okay, weird. This is a girl calling to book me for WWE. This is completely awkward and weird. And she ended up actually being, you know, I legitimately asked her if this was a rib or not, and she was who she was. And next thing you know, 3 days later, I'm in Canada getting my head shaved and beat up by a woman. So, I mean, and then ever since then, I've always been, you know, a guy that's been used here, a guy that's been used there, and stuff like that. But one of my favorite untold stories, and I know this isn't going to get me signed anytime tomorrow or anything, but if you are under WWE's watch, they will take care of you, and they are there for you. I worked with them last year, and they went to go put me on TV, and they gave me my physical, and my blood pressure was 210 over 160.
Oh, my gosh.
They let me work the whole loop. They actually called my doctor, and they sent me in for testing and everything and told me I was allowed to be late to call time, and they still worked with me and let me do a little segment. Because come to find out, it's been almost a year and a half, and I really don't touch coffee or anything anymore because I developed a caffeine sensitivity. And actually, WWE doctors are the ones who actually caught it. And it was funny, after I got done doing the loop, John Cone still checked in on me and everything. And the doctor, you know, I got an email making sure everything was okay and all that. So they actually do take care of their guys when they do use you.
That's very cool. It's always nice to see someone, you know, from the indie scene be able to be used on the WWE, because there's so much great talent out there that
yeah.
I think they're missing.
You know, and then it's cool, you know, after that, I got called back, you know, about 8 months later, and I got beat up by Ronda Rousey, Charlotte Flair, and Becky Lynch before Mania, and, you know, got the segment played on Mania. So that was basically, I mean, CM Punk highlight was really cool, but I think that one actually took the cake.
Hell yeah, you got your WrestleMania moment.
And that's hard. But you know what, though? That makes four of us out of the Rochester area, my hometown where I'm from, that actually had Mania moments.
Wow.
Because you got China, you've got Luke Harper, Colin Delaney, and then me. We are the four that have had some form of Mania moment, like Colin teamed with Tommy Dreamer and wrestled Eminem. And then, you know, Harper's been in a few of the Rumbles and he won the tag titles.
Oh, and definitely. Then, you know,
China's got history like no other, so.
Very true. And, of course, working for 15 years, you had tons of matches. Who would you say were some of your favorite opponents and really brought the best out in you?
I've worked a lot, and I've actually have to say I actually enjoy working Cheech, who's one of the former Ring of Honor guys. And recently, I don't know how familiar you are with the old ECW Extreme Referee, H.C. Loke.
Oh, yeah.
He was one half of the Carnage crew. I've actually been working him a lot lately, and he's actually one hell of a time.
That's awesome. It's always good when you can find someone that brings your best out in wrestling.
Also, too, you know, coming up, I get to work Just Incredible. I'm looking forward to that one.
Nice.
Because I've seen him recently on a show, and he's got the, I wouldn't say itch back, but he's got his motivation back 120%, and he's putting on some actually hell of a good matches right now.
That's awesome. And, you know, of course, you've worked so many people, but, excuse me, I lost my train of thought. I was just getting ready to ask you the same freaking question. That's a first. I guess I was going to go to Ribs and Road Stories because, you know, a lot of the fun stuff that happens in wrestling happens behind the scenes. And is there any of those funny moments you'd like to talk about?
Actually, I've got a lot of them. But one is in particular, right now, the guy is actually really hot from this area. I don't know if you heard of Daniel Garcia.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, he's really big in the area and stuff. He wrestled Drew Gulak on 205 Live last year, and he was actually – I did the extra loop with him. And so there's a woman by the name of Lady Frost. She's an excellent female worker. She's out of the Pittsburgh area. And her husband's Victor Benjamin. But this kid had red death on his butt. And they were like, hey, kid, we can't put death on the TV. And I ran in the back. And, I mean, the kid's, like, Jack. He's in really good shape. But, like, tiny little waist. So you got me and a few other, you know, bigger guys. I mean, obviously, you know, he's got muscles, but obviously not a waist to fit anybody's big. So needless to say, on his TV debut, he wore Lady Frost's under gimmicks. On TV, he actually wore female tights. That's my favorite story.
Very cool. And, you know, say one day after you've quit wrestling, what's one phrase or a wording that you would want someone to use to be associated with your name?
Positive influence, believe it or not.
Wow. That's great, though. I mean, you definitely, I would hope a lot of people would want to be remembered for living and giving some kind of positive parts of life. That's awesome.
I don't know. I've been open about it the last 2.5 years. I suffer from a skin condition, psoriasis. And it's the same condition that Emma has, or if you've ever seen the commercial that have Cyndi Lauper on it for Cosentyx.
Oh, yeah.
I actually do a lot of advocate work for the National Psoriasis Foundation. I help run events and do appearances for them, and I'm actually an advocate for Cosentyx. If you go on YouTube, there actually is an episode with me and Cyndi talking about my condition. Last July, I was actually in People's Magazine. Not many independent wrestlers can say that they've actually been in People's Magazine. But I actually was, which was cool. And then if you go to any dermatologist office throughout any country, if you go and get the Cosentyx information pamphlets and you actually flip it on the back, I'm actually right on the back of the package. As a model for them.
Nice. I'm sure it's, you know, difficult living with something like that, but being able to get help with it, I'm sure it just makes going out into the world a lot easier and showing, being able to show your arms and everything.
Yeah, and you know what though, I've had this since I was a kid, since I was in my teens. And I never heard of any wrestlers or anybody in the sports entertainment business actually having it until actually, I mean, Emma Talia Dashwood, I mean, I don't know what you want to call her, until she came out about it.
Wow.
You know, like I thought it was, you know, I'm the only one. I'm the only one that, you know, based my gimmick around it and certain things. And when she came out about it, I was actually really sad because, I mean, being a female wrestler, you can't be like a male wrestler. You can't hide it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You can't put on a full body suit. You know, you can't, you know, start hiding certain areas. You know, so it's a lot tougher, and I give her a lot of credit for being open about it.
Gimmick stealing.
I don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
That's in my past.
That was kind of what it's kind of funny. I did want to bring that up with Blue Dewey and all those. How did those come about? I mean, you really had some interesting matches in those characters.
I had some amazing matches. I mean, I had one guy book me because I don't know if you remember when they were doing that weird internet pay-per-view years and years ago where it was like internet or Cyber Sunday, I think it was, where like the fans got the vote for whoever wrestled who.
Oh, I don't think so, but I might have seen it.
And I remember it. This is how far back it was. Goldust was the Intercontinental Champion, and Honky Tonk Man was actually one of the people you could vote for. And the promoter only booked me to be Goldust to wrestle Honky Tonk Man because that's the match he wanted to see on WWE pay-per-view. That's
wow.
Like one of my most, other than that, I'll put Stevie Richards over to the moon and back. He seen me do Goldust, and Danny Dorino showed him pictures and always told him, goes, hey man, this kid makes a good meanie. And I actually got to work with Stevie for a few shows and stuff, doing the Stevie World Order, which was really cool. I got to work with him and Dorian for a few shows, which was nice, you know, but other than that, I mean, it was just fun going places and just, you know, the fans would get into it, and it was just an easy night. But, you know, now I appreciate, you know, working a lot harder and having more fun.
Absolutely. That's what it's all about. Having fun and playing it safe. And wrestling. Well, you mentioned you know, a couple of things you got coming up, but I always like the last question to be what the future holds for you. So you can plug your upcoming shows or Twitter, Facebook, anything like that.
Twitter, Dewey, DuPont87 is my Snapchat. I'm trying to think because I just got a Snapchat. Twitter is at The Real Mother Trucker, and then my Facebook is Dewey Murray. Let's see, I've got Atlantic Championship Wrestling coming up next weekend. Then I have a few other dates here and there coming up, and I have a few events coming up in September that I will be hosting through the National Psoriasis Foundation. And I'll have all that posted on all my social medias.
That is awesome, Dewey. Sounds like you got some awesome stuff coming up, brother. Thank you so much for giving me some time today, and best of luck with everything coming up and with the years down the line as well.
Thank you. Hopefully I'll get a call in again.
I hope so.
All right. Thank you. You guys
have a
take
good
care.
One, man.
Yeah.
All right, bye-bye. All right, everybody, if you just happened to join us, maybe you tuned in 5 minutes ago, you know I like to do this whole spiel. You can always go check out the interview in the archive in about 10 minutes or so. It should be downloaded and ready for your listening pleasure. Before I promote what the show's coming up, I want to make sure I promote the conventions because I forgot all about the last time. 2019 SILCON, September 6th and 7th at the Cross County Mall in Mattoon, Illinois. And the 2019 Dark History and Horror Con, October 26th and 27th, 2019 at the City Center in Champaign, Illinois. Tons of great guests going to be there, and I'll be running around doing my normal craziness as well. I can't wait to see everybody. SILCON.com or DHHCON.com for more info and ticket prices on those conventions. We will be back July 5th with second generation wrestler, the Cuban Assassin, Richie Acevedo, of course, the son of the original Cuban Assassin, Angel Acevedo. Very nice talking to him. July 8th, professional wrestler, the man under par, Dale Springs, joins us. I have got a lot of wrestling shows coming up, going back to my formative years here. July 14th, actor and professional wrestling manager, Nikita Brezhnikov, returns to the show to promote his new book, When It Was Real, co-authored with Scott Teal of Crowbar Press. And July 19th, women's wrestling legend, former WCW star, Malia Hasaka, joins us. It's going to be a great month for wrestling. And I hope to see you guys on the 5th. Have a great Independence Day. Be safe. Don't blow off a finger. Eat some good barbecued out food, some hamburgers and hot dogs, and have fun with the family. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Have a great night.